Luke 18:9-14. Is everyone there?
Amen.
Okay. And he spoke the parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed with himself like this: God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, unjust, adulterers, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I get. And the tax collector, standing at a distance, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified instead of the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
Amen. Amen. So Jesus is talking there. I think it's fair to point out that it doesn't say that this is actually something that happened. This is a parable that Jesus is telling. So it doesn't necessarily say that this is an actual account of something that happened, but it's an example of two people going to pray and the different ways that they prayed and the ways that they approached it. You have the Pharisee and you have the tax collector. You know, the Pharisees approached it in a way that, you know, he was lifting himself up. You know, there was no kind of remorse, or there was no kind of repentance in him. There was no kind of, like, you know, I need God in my life. It was all just coming from a place of, you know, me, I, you know, it was self-centered, I guess is a good way to say it. Cause, you know, he thanked God that he wasn't like other people, and he pointed out other people's flaws, but he didn't look at anything in himself that could be wrong. He pointed out everybody else's flaws. You know, that said the things that lifted him up and would make him look good in somebody else's eyes. But the things that he was talking about, you know, God knows our heart. So we don't have to tell God when we're doing anything, right? He knows our heart. So he knows that if we give, he knows if we fast, he knows the things that we need to get off of our chest. But this man had a very self-centered approach to his prayer. It was,
I say he was puffed up.
Correct. He was puffed up. He was proud and he was boastful. But the tax collector was way more God-centered, because he knew that he needed God in his life.
Amen.
He knew that without God taking care of the sins that he had, that he would be nothing. And, you know, he said it well. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But he came God-centered, and he came very, very humble. So he humbly came to God. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about, you know, when we do come to God in prayer, you know, we've all probably been in a lot of churches. We've probably all heard a lot of different people pray. You know, there's a lot of different examples that you can lean back on in your life. I mean, I know that I've heard a lot of people pray. I've been to prayer breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning years ago at a Baptist church in Bellevue. And there was a man there that when he started praying, he was praying for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And we would all get up and we would hold hands in a circle. And if you were standing beside him, he was praying for 20 minutes, squeezing your hand hard. I think his prayers, I always remember his prayers being very sincere. And I would put them in with the tax collector, because they were humble prayers, but they were long. You know, I don't necessarily think that there's any, you know, indication of a long prayer being good, a long prayer being bad, a short prayer being good, a short prayer being bad. The good prayers are the prayers that God hears and God answers. And the prayers that God hears and God answers are the prayers from somebody that's humble and somebody that is seeking God for the right reason. So when we come to God and we come to him in prayer, we have to remember that our approach needs to be, first off, we need God. We need our Savior to be there for us. God doesn't necessarily need us to be there, right? Because we're coming to Him to get forgiveness of something. We're coming to Him because, you know, we have a need or we have something that's going on in our life that we need direction over. So when we come to God and we come to Him with that purpose and we come to Him humble and we come to Him with God being who we're looking up to and not like we're, you know, I'm coming in all proud and everything and then at the very end, oh, by the way, I need this. So our attitude and our prayers needs to be God-centered because we need God. And I think that sometimes when people are praying, they forget that, you know, we're praying to God because God has the answers.
Amen.
God has the answers, and we need those answers that He has for us.